What was the happy event or joyous occasion, or whatever you want to call it, that happened yesterday? Now, I bet most of you would say Halloween, right? But that's probably not what you should be thinking. I mean, yesterday was actually our eighth Imam, Imam Ali Reza's birthday, 11 Zulhijjah. And I'm going to tell you a little bit more about Imam Reza alayhi salam. His father was actually the seventh Imam, Musa al-Qasim, as you most of you already know. And as I just said, he was born on 11 Zilqad, 148 years after Hijra. And Imam Reza's birth is a very special occasion for all of us, but especially those in Iran, because his shrine is in Mashhad, Iran. And Imam Reza, like all Imams, was a very good person. He was always kind to his servants. He always helped people whenever he had the chance. And sadly, like all other Imams, he too was martyred. There are a lot of stories to show our Imam's personality, and I am going to tell you a few. The first story is about Imam and his servants. So during a journey, when Imam alayhi salam, when it was time to eat, Imam alayhi salam's servants set the table, and they asked Imam alayhi salam to come and eat with them. Now, in Arabia at that time, it was a common practice to tell your servants to eat at a different table from where you were. I mean, they worked for you. They were less than you, right? So that was how it was back then. But Imam was different. He told his servants to eat with him because he thought that, well, he knew that all people were equal. And so some people who were traveling with the Imam at this time didn't like this. They said, you know what? You're not as good as we are. And one person even went up to the Imam and said, listen, hey, Imam Reza al-Islam, these people are less than us. Come on, they work for us. They should be sitting somewhere else. And you know what Imam said, right? Just remember, this is the kind of mentality that got shaitan kicked out of heaven, right? And so Imam Reza alayhi salam said, listen, our God is the same. We pray to the same God, Allah. And we have the same ancestors, Hazrat Adam and Bibi Hawa. And it's our deeds that separate us. And even our deeds are judged in the same way. And back then, this was a hard concept to grasp, that you and you and me were all the same, right? And today, it's still a hard concept to grasp. Our second story is how Imam dealt with the poor. So, every day, around dinner time, Imam asked one of his servants to bring him a big empty bowl, and he filled it with the best food. And so, before I finish this story, I want to actually have you guys vote. I want to see, how many of you guys think that Imam would take the best food, put it in the bowl, and eat it for himself? So I mean, this is pretty good food, he's making it wrong. Raise your hand. How many of you guys think he would take the food and eat it himself? MashaAllah. So, the second option is, how many of you guys think would, Imam Reza al-Islam go and take his food, the best food, I mean, it was a pretty good food, and give it out to the poor? The Ummah is educated. So that's exactly it. Imam Reza took his food, he filled the huge bowl, and every day he went and he told his servants to go and distribute this food to the needy and the poor. And that's exactly what happened every day. He took the best food, like I said, and he gave it away to the poor. This is exactly what we should try to do. I know it's hard. It really is. I've tried it. But if we keep trying, eventually we'll get it. Now, this last story is about a caliph during Imam Reza's time, Mahmud. Now, one day, Mahmud, right? He comes and he calls Imam Reza alayhi salam, and he tells Imam Reza, hey look, you're a direct descendant of the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. So, you know what? You should be caliph. And when I first heard this, right? I was like, this guy must be pretty good, right? He's giving away his khalifa to Imam Reza. I mean, this guy's gotta be good, right? But Imam Reza alayhi salam knew that this guy was a bad person. He was an evil guy. And he knew that Mahmud was trying to trick him. So Imam Reza alayhi salam says, no, you know what? I don't want your khalifa. And so Mahmud, because he was an evil guy, came back again and again and again and got the same response. No. And eventually, Mahmud got tired of this. So he went to the Imam one time and he said, okay, look, if you don't want to be a khalif, you could be my successor instead. And he even threatened to kill the Imam if He didn't accept the offer. And so the woman was forced to accept this offer. And finally, the imam said yes. So Mahmud, he felt threatened eventually because Imam Raza, right? He was getting lots of popularity points, or whatever you want to call them, with the people and the army, right? The army, the guys with the weapons, the people, the guys who voted for Mahmud, right? So he poisoned him, and he tried to kill him. And he sent poisoned grapes to Imam Raza, as I'm sure most of you know. And so he died on the 17th of Safar, 203 years after Hijra, just 55 years old. Now, we should always remember the imams and their sacrifices and try to follow them whenever we can, however we can. And inshallah, the ummah will become powerful again, strong again, by following the examples of the imams. Thank you for your time. As-salamu alaykum.